Monique Chatier, who is one of our contributors from Anchor Rising, agreed to talk to me now because, you know what, actually, Monique, I wanted to take a little bit more time with you and get your opinion, because I know you wanted to talk about this anyway, about the budget reveal today.
Yeah.
Hey, oh! Isn't it wonderful how the General Assembly took the bull by the horns and has created a path to prosperity in the future?
I don't know how to break this to you. I'm not sure they've done that.
Oh, yeah? I can pretty much guarantee you they've not. What a bunch of crap. C-R-A-P crap.
I have to say that it is a very difficult thing that they have tackled. The fact that 20 years of prior General Assembly's actions have created, in great part, this problem doesn't change the fact that it is very difficult what they are tackling, and I do feel sorry for them to a certain extent.
What?
At the same time, there are structural changes that need to be made to the Rhode Island state budget, and they did not do so with this budget.
Oh, gee, now you have to be 62 years old to retire in Rhode Island and get your pension. Oh, gee, well, most people don't get to retire until they're 65 or maybe even more than that. But, let me cry for you because you've worked for the state since you were 20 years old and you want to retire when you're 42.
I mean, you hit upon the biggest problem. I mean, the pension liability that we face is going to kill us. And it's not going to just kill taxpayers. It's going to kill the public employees who are counting on a pension when they retire. And this, it needs to be tackled in its entirety, or there's almost no point in doing it. And they, again, that's something else, the biggest problem probably that they failed to tackle with this.
I would imagine this is going to be discussed and analyzed at infinitum on anchorrising.com, correct?
Oh, yes, it will. And Mark has given us an excellent start. He's pulled out the highlights of the budget pieces. We've already started commenting on it, and yeah, we'll all have thoughts on it, no question.
This is going to be multiple days of this stuff, I'm sure.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. I have to say, by the way, that the Providence Journal did a good job. They almost on a minute-by-minute basis, they pulled out highlights of the budget, and I was just struck by some of the contrasting headlines. For example, it said, "This is not the Providence Journal per se; it's what the Finance Committee accomplished cuts in municipal aid and education, but restored funding to several human services programs."
Right.
You know, and
what this budget has done is relied more heavily. So far, from what we've seen so far anyway, relied more heavily on people who are earning and who are creating wealth and who are working in order to save those who don't.
Unfortunately, that's true. And, you know, the governor's proposed budget had us heading in the right direction, but they have unfortunately not taken up almost any of his suggestions in terms of capital gains tax cut, in terms of corporate cutting. And it also, by the way, we have to note that it also relies on a one-time gimmick, which is $226 million in stimulus dollars. And I almost curse those stimulus dollars because they're not allowing us to face our problems. They're allowing us to once again put the problems off.
It seems like, I got to tell you, if I could count on my hand, I would imagine that I've been doing this for about 10 years now, observing this. And I can tell you there's probably five of those 10 years where there's been a situation to where the General Assembly has had a one-time fix that they've gotten to use. I mean, the tobacco money.
Yep.
I know that they use a settlement. It's an AIG settlement at one point.
Yeah, and the tobacco settlement I think they used three times, as I recall.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah.
Mortgaging that money off. They completely lost all that money. We had umpteen billion dollars to work on, and they end up getting $500 million for it or something like that.
Yeah, it's just that alone was a scandal, the way they basically gave away our money, essentially, you know.
Monique, we'll be looking for you on Anchor Rising.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Matt.
Thank you very much. And Monique Chatier, one of the contributors for anchorrising.com, one of the greatest political blogs on the face of the earth. Check it out, anchorrising.com.